Hello, 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 and welcome, my friend. This is Transactional to Transformational, and I am so thrilled that you are here, that you have made this investment in yourself to shift your work and to get paid well for doing really meaningful, life-changing, I'm also going to say world-changing work. And I'm going to get into what world-changing work really is in module one. But for the time being, what I really want to do is give you some advice for working through this program. Because as you will have noticed, I've spread this program out so that you actually get a module every 10 days, which is not probably common practice. Most programs like this would be given, you get a module a week. And certainly that was my intention when I first created this program. However, as I started to put it together, I realized that there is actually a lot to cover here. And because you're working on this at home, I feel like it's really, really important that you take the time not just to learn what I'm talking about here, because there is some teaching, I suppose we could call it. They're more insights, really. But I don't just want you to hear the insights. I want you to start to integrate those insights. You know, with the intention that eventually you will fully embody them. But obviously, it takes time for that to happen. And certainly we can start with the integration. So what I want you to do, and I know it's really exciting when you start a new program, you just want to dive straight in and just like blitz the whole thing, and you're so excited and it's so so novel, and you're just really excited and you just want to know it all now. I'm actually going to ask you instead to pace yourself, because what I do not want is for you to burn out and lose interest really quickly and then not get the benefit because you are spending so long in between waiting for information, and because you're not really integrating what you're learning, what you're discovering, because you're rushing it too much. So with that in mind, I would really recommend that you do maybe 1 to 2 modules a day, and probably, you know, 3 at an absolute push, but really no more than that, and to space it out over the 10 days that you have to complete each module, so that you are, listen to the trainings like a couple of times. Don't just like listen to them once and then just think, okay, I've got that now. Listen to them and then take a look at the consolidation tasks. Perhaps listen to them 2 or 3 times each, to really see, where you feel, oh yes, that is so true for me. And where you feel, oh my God, that doesn't feel true for me. I feel resistance to this, because your resistance is just as telling as the things that resonate. And if you have the VIP upgrade, then please do reach out to me with any resistance that you feel. This is super important. And if you don't have the VIP upgrade, it's absolutely fine. You can still work through this on your own. I have put lots of consolidation prompts in the modules so that you can see how to question yourself in terms of what these resistances mean and how to release them. If you have the VIP upgrade, please do use it. And if you didn't take it and you want it, then provided I have space, you can always add it later, and there's links on the page, or you can just reach out to me, on Facebook or by email. What I really want for you to do is to take your time with this. Take your time, really start to integrate this into your psyche so that you can begin to shift away from the things that have been frustrating you, the things that you don't really want to do anymore. It really comes down to knowing some of these insights, like really knowing them, not just knowing them on an intellectual level, but knowing them like at a gut level, at a heart and soul level. And when I talk about the gut or the heart and soul, I'm really talking about the limbic system. And we'll get into that in, I think it's like the fifth or sixth module. So we're a little way away from that. But nonetheless, that would be my advice to you. Obviously, you can do what you want. This is guidance. But I would really, really recommend that you pace yourself throughout this so that you can really, really start to have these insights really become like your knowing. So you can interpret them in your own way and turn them into your own knowing, your own interpretations, rather than me just saying like, this is the way it is, believe it and get on with it. Because you've had plenty of coaches tell you that in the past. And I'm not that kind of mentor. So without further ado, I'm going to shut up and let you go ahead and crack on with module one. Have fun and make the most of it, my friend.